Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. If you're a longtime listener, hey, welcome back. If you're new, welcome back. Or welcome. How about that?
Or brace yourselves.
Exactly. Brace yourselves. Lots of fun coming up today. We're going to be talking a little bit about a lot of people going out west to do some hunting, how to prepare yourself for that without getting altitude sickness. And what does it look like in Minnesota for the bird hunts? That's going to be a couple things we're going to touch on and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you too. Still no Donald.
Nope.
We missed the Donnie.
He's gallivanting somewhere.
He's doing important things. He'll be back soon. He's way more important than you and I combined.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Could you imagine?
Did he like talk to you about stuff to make him feel good now or what?
No, I realize. I realize.
Realize what?
That we are basking in Donald Cleaver's glory.
Oh, my. Don't do that.
We love Donnie.
We love giving him grief, too.
Yep.
That's a good thing. What did you do last weekend?
Oh, man. Well, Labor Day weekend, right? Or was that 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Was that 2 weeks ago? That was 2 weeks ago.
Well,
what did I do last week? I don't even know, dude. That was a long time ago.
I went and did some hiking, looking around the Red Wing, and hung out with some of the people from a dockage for the boats. And boating is still going gangbusters, I have to tell you. The river is jammed with people going boating and trying to get the last days in, but there's a lot of days to go. There really is a lot of days to go.
Yeah, we were talking about the changing trees. And you said, no, don't even mention it.
Don't even go there. So, it's one of those things. So, spending a lot of time out at Port Washington this year with my buddy and I on the boat. Transitional season out there, especially. So, in fall, as any area that has salmon, those salmon will run to the rivers, they spawn, and then they die. In their fourth year, it's a four-year fish, and then they will die. And the fish change color. They start to get dark, and they start to rot, which is the weirdest part.
That
but they
is
get
weird.
Really dark, and those fish start staging in front of the rivers. Well, in the river here, it's kind of like the opposite. So when right now, a prime example, and the fish are kind of in that I'm confused state. Where do I go? Where do I not go? It ends up being a situation where. They're going to hang out until it starts to get a little colder. The days get a little shorter and then it's a gangbusters deal. And it's the most fun you can possibly have on the river. It is nothing better than the fall bite on the river. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy fun. and vertical jigging. It's one of my favorites to do. Pitching, obviously, is good too. But nonetheless, the point really comes down to it's unique how each fishery has its seasonal strength. Red Wing, you can get them pretty much, or on the river Mississippi, you can catch fish all year long. But the transitional, how you present baits to those fish in summer, it's generally more of a trolling bite for the most part for some of the bigger fish. And then you look at, as you, from spring is going to be more of a live bait, not necessarily live bait, but vertical jigging as well. And you're going to do some more live bait per se in that early part of June. You can catch them on cranks and whatever else. But it transitions from one to the other. The fish migrate down to the lake. Same thing holds true if you're looking at Lake Michigan. Same thing holds true and a lot of different fisheries. So I just thought it was one of those things to look back on. It may be transitional for fishing, but it's not like, okay, fishing is over. The fun bite starts coming up.
Yep. You just have to change with the seasons.
Exactly. And that's what makes it, being a fisherman and being successful, you need to make sure you modify your style, understand the transitions. Don't be going where you were before. Don't let habits become habits. Let them be a guide, and it's not working, try something different and really work on that particular piece of the puzzle. So I think that's it's one of those pieces sometimes you forget.
Yeah, to be versatile sometimes, yeah, you know?
Yep, exactly. So one of those that really came to mind is, you know, I'm looking at, am I going to go out fishing this weekend out in Port Washington because the bite's starting to, it's lighting up as far as the river fish or getting approaching the rivers? Or do I say, let's go here and maybe...
I think you owe it to us to fish around here.
Stop.
You have been leaving for other waters.
I was here.
Grass
this weekend
is not always greener, my friend.
But you're not going to get 25 to 35 pound
salmon
in the river.
But you can do that with walleye.
Not
and
25
then put
or 30
back.
Pound.
Put them back.
Not 25 or 30 pounders. No. If you get an 8, 9, you're a home run, and those don't happen every week. You know, so one of those things. But, so it talking about transitional seasons, and you know, start just talking to some friends at this way, the next topic, it will probably bring back in a little bit after the break. But a lot of people are looking at going out west and hunting out west in the mountains. And, you know, elk hunting, mule deer hunting, a lot of those, whether it's sheep, whatever it might be. But you're looking at generally a lot of altitude. And knowing from the skiing aspect and from the hunting aspect, altitude can have a horrible reaction. And I've had several friends that have had that happen where you've got that altitude sickness. And so when we come back from break, we're going to highlight looking at altitude sickness. We're going to say, what are the things that kind of give it away? What are the things you can look at to prevent it? And how you can be prepared when you head out for your outdoor activities at an altitude. So stay tuned for that, and we are going to be right back.